Fiona Wilson from Usdaw, what's really been the aim of your meeting here at the European Commission today?
Well, I've been here today on behalf of members of Usdaw to raise really two issues. First of all, the issue concerning unlawful state aid that we believe has been made to Twinings to transfer work to Poland. And second of all, to see what assistance the Commission can give them to our members in terms of the effect of that transfer, that they've lost their jobs both in the northeast and in the south east of England. And we want to find out what support can be given to us to achieve European funding for retraining and support.
And on the issue of the grant itself, what answer did you get from the European Commissioner? You feel that it's been unlawfully approved, although it hasn't actually been given to Twinings yet. What was the response you got from the European Commission?
The response was that that particular issue has been dealt with elsewhere by Commissioner Hahn, who is looking into it in great detail. We raised a number of points about how it can be correct for a company to set up a smaller enterprise. It seems that's what's happened in terms of creating a separate entity to get the funding. And we believe that is being looked into. The funds haven't been drawn down yet, and we're very keen that they're not, because it would be completely improper for an organisation to be able to do this, to move jobs from one area of difficulty and social deprivation to another.
So presumably, as the Commission continues to look into that, that's something you're going to keep a very watchful eye on?
We certainly are. We're going to try to make sure that if this has been lawfully obtained, that in future we can stop this sort of thing happening again. It's obviously very finely legally balanced, but we just need to make sure that large companies can't use the European funding, which is there to support and assist workers, to transfer jobs around Europe, taking jobs from one area to another.
I mean, you represent those workers there in Andover facing losing their jobs. How does it leave them feeling that at the same time the European Union has approved a grant like this?
Well, they're very, very concerned and wanted to find out exactly what has happened, because at the end of the day, as I said, it can't be right that this funding is used for relocation. We believe it isn't to be used for relocation, but for regeneration. So we are putting great pressure on the Commission to answer those questions and to either block the grant or to stop this happening again.
Now, on the issue of financial help, what is this fund that is potentially available to help those workers in Andover?
Well, the European Globalisation Adjustment Fund is available to support workers where there has been a move away to take work elsewhere, and it's to enable those workers to have specific additional support and retraining. It's available regionally, so regional match funding can be available, and that will mean that the workers who are affected can actually secure support for retraining and to get future jobs.
But I understand that the issue here is that the Commission would be willing to accept and consider an application, but perhaps that the British government doesn't want to make that application. Is that the situation as you understand it?
Well, it is the situation. The British government has never supported European funding in this sort of area. We're very keen to get support from the Commission to do that. I felt that the Commissioner was very supportive today. We're now going to, with the support of the MEPs who've been assisting us and our members, write to the Commissioner to actually ascertain what funds are available. It's an outrage that the Tory-led government are actually stopping this funding being achieved when the European funding is available. Other European countries apply for it, and we could support our workers by getting this funding. So Usdaw is very, very keen to using the support from the Commissioner we've seen today to get funding for our members and put pressure on the Tory-led coalition government to do so.
Does that mean then that if the British government won't apply to the Globalisation Adjustment Fund, that you're really asking the Commission, are there any other avenues by which you can get funding?
We're going to write to the Commission with the support of the MEPs to ask them to give us assistance on what funding is available. Obviously through regions, through other European funding is available, and we are going to pursue this to support our members to retrain and secure additional work.
I mean, that's the last question really. What would this kind of funding be used for?
It would be used to retrain workers, to support workers who may wish to start up their own business, and to give them the support that they need, particularly with the current economic climate. Jobs are being lost all over the place with the government cuts affecting both the public and the private sector, and that support is really needed for Usdaw members and other workers to secure future employment.